Hi, I'm Tony Rossi for The Christophers, and today I'll be talking with actor and filmmaker Eduardo Verástegui. You may remember him from his hit movie Bella, but now he's got a new film called Little Boy. It's a heartfelt World War II period piece that deals with bullying, prejudice, loving God, the corporal works of mercy, and having faith the size of a mustard seed. After Eduardo and I talk about the film, I'm also going to share some brief reflections from Father Jonathan Morris about building your relationship with God and about appreciating our elders. Stay with us. Christopher Close-Up starts right now. Hello and welcome to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi, and my guest today is actor and filmmaker Eduardo Verástegui. Eduardo was a popular singer and telenovela star in his native Mexico when he came to Hollywood looking to build a career in the States as well. But when he reconnected with his Catholic faith during that time, he decided to focus his energies on projects that gave greater glory to God, projects like the movie Bella, which he's best known for. Now, Eduardo has executive produced and co-starred in a new World War II period drama called Little Boy. It's about a young boy who believes that if he has faith the size of a mustard seed, he can bring his father home from fighting in the Pacific. Before I talk to Eduardo, let's listen to a clip from the trailer for Little Boy.
Hey, where's your cane, Tiny Tim?
Yeah, it's really too soon to make any diagnosis. Let's just say you're a little boy.
My story takes place on the home front. That's my dad.
I wanted to be just like him.
Everything we did became a great adventure.
Do you believe we can do this?
Yes, I believe we can do this!
Partner, do you believe you can do this?
I believe I can do this!
Pepper, Flint, Busby, it's time to go to bed.
All was good in the old Busby home, or so I thought.
You're going to war.
Yes.
I don't want you to go. Why can't we stay together?
That was a clip from the movie Little Boy, and now I'm going to talk to its executive producer and co-star, Eduardo Verástegui. Now, you're an executive producer and co-star of this new film, Little Boy. At what point, what was it about the story that you connected with?
Well, you know, when Alejandro Monteverde and Pepe Portillo, the writers, came to me with the script, first was just an idea, but then, you know, it grew to a script, and when I read it, I was very moved and touched because, you know, it's an American story with a universal message that was going to be made by Mexicans, filmed in Mexico. So that whole combination, it was very unique to me. And as an immigrant, you know, I'm very grateful to this country for opening the door to my dreams. And this nature has been such an amazing blessing in my life. And somehow to do this movie, you know, in gratitude as a gift to America, to the world, it was like I was very moved by doing that because this movie somehow captures the heart and the soul of America. And at the same time, it's a movie for everyone. It's a fairy tale for adults through the eyes of a little boy that, even though he's 8 years old, looks like four, very short, but he's the ultimate, he's the underdog.
Yeah.
And I have been an underdog my whole life. You know, I'm from a very small town, just a little boy in the movies from a little town in California. You know, I was, you know, the youngest in my, when my family, you know, when I started going to school, I was only 5 years old. So everyone else was bigger than me and older than me. And I was, you know, always like running and afraid because, you know, bullying all the way, you know, and
yeah.
Just like little boy was bullied the whole time with his friends. And so I connected with the story, in many ways. And my father was my only friend. He's my partner, my best friend, just like Good Boy in the movie. So all that somehow touched my heart in a very profound way. And that's why I was just, very touched and moved. But at the same time, this kid was, you know, the whole idea of don't measure yourself from the head to the floor, but from the head to the sky and make it totally going down. You know, the capacity to dream big, that's what, you know, helped me to eventually leave my town, my hometown, to Mexico City, and then eventually to Los Angeles, and just to believe in my dreams and to fly high, and all that the little boy has I think connects with everyone, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'm talking to Eduardo Verástegui about his movie, Little Boy. The website is littleboymovie.com. And one of the things I like about the movie is that there are Catholic elements to it, but they're not preachy. They occur naturally in the story, like the inclusion of the corporal works of mercy. As a Catholic yourself, and you play a priest in the movie, how did you approach the portrayal of faith in Little Boy?
Well, this movie for everyone, you know, it was very important for us to do for the, you know, more than a movie, a family experience,
mm-hmm.
where everyone can come see this movie regardless of, you know, where they're from, what language they speak, what, you know, faith they profess. This is like a universal message, you know. It's about using your talents to do the right thing. It's about forgiving people. It's about loving people. It's a love story between father and a son, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Son is willing to, but this little boy is willing to do, you know, to save the life of his father, you know. And so I think we all can relate to that. And the corporate works of mercy is a very universal, you know, list of things to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
feeding those, you know, feeding the hunger and visit those who are in prison, visit those who are, visit the sick. And this is something that we all should be doing every day, not just once, you know, once in a while, but every day. And I guarantee you that if we do the little boy list, which are the corporal works of mercy, the acts of kindness that little boy does in the movie, I guarantee you that if we do that, we make this world a better place. And the whole idea of this movie is that when people see this movie, they will leave not only entertained, but hopefully they will leave full of hope and love and wanting to do the little boy list.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think, and the little boy who plays the title role is Jacob Salvati, who does a wonderful job carrying this film. Where did you find him?
You know, that was one of the hardest things for us to find the kid, because we saw more than 1,000 kids, and the casting director told us back in the days, she said, okay, guys, you are independent filmmakers, and it's very likely you're gonna make some mistakes here and there. But the one mistake that you cannot do is to cast the wrong kid.
Mm.
If you cast the wrong kid, the entire movie will collapse. So you got to be careful with that. So we were very nervous, of course, a lot of pressure, you know, because, as you know, the movie Little Boy carries the entire story.
Yes.
We've seen from A to Z, and it's a very hard role to play. And so one day we saw Jacob Salvati. He was with 30 other kids, and we saw that he was playing around, and it was something special in him. And when we finished the audition, he was not there. He didn't do the audition. So we told the casting director, what's going on? I mean, why the other kid is not here, the one who was playing around? And she said, well, he came here with his older brother, who you already saw. You know, he's autistic, and his family bring him here for therapy because he has an amazing photography memory. And no, we want to see the other kid as well. Yeah, but he has, you know, he's only 7 years old. He doesn't have the experience that you're looking for. It doesn't matter. We want to see him. Anyway, we end up seeing him like nine callbacks. And we gave him the hardest scene. And then he came very prepared. And we were very touched and moved by his performance. And we stopped him in the middle of the audition because we were all crying. It's okay, brother. This is your day. This, you know, your little boy. Thank you so much. Congratulations, and we gave him the role. And his older brother was there. He started crying. He started crying, and I thought he was crying because he didn't get the job. No, he was crying because he was very thankful, and because his younger brother somehow saved their home in real life. We find out that they were very poor and they were about to lose their home.
Wow!
And so we were so moved and touched by that story that we ended up hiring both of them. And actually, we hired the entire family.
Oh, good.
To Mexico, and we had the best time. And the first day of shooting, it was very hard because then he saw the real deal. Now Jacob Salvati, he sees like 100 people, you know, on the set, and he wanted to play with the other kids. And Alejandro told him, no, it's time to work. So he tells his mother, Mom, I'm just a kid and I want to have fun and this is not fun. And he starts crying. And we're, oh my gosh, he doesn't want to do this movie anymore. So we told him, let's make this thing fun. Let's create a game. Every single time you hit 10 points, what does that mean? You obey the director and you behave well. You tell your mother what toy you want and I'll give you that toy. And he goes, like, what about my brother? We'll give a toy to your brother as well. What about Dylan? No, just you and your brother. And literally 20 talks later, he became like Marlon Brando himself. Beautifully. And he did an amazing job. I mean, everyone that has seen the movie from Tony Bennett, Eva Longoria, everyone. I mean, Jewel, and so many people have been touched by the performance of Jacob Salvati that they agreed to do a video talking about how great he is. And we're putting all those videos on YouTube right now. And so everyone can see other people that have seen the movie, you know, their own comments. And we're very grateful, you know, that this movie finally, you know, after 5 years of our lives, for 1 hour, 40 minutes of your time, mm-hmm. where the movie lasts, and finally it's coming out on April 24th for, you know, across the country.
Right. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I'm talking to Eduardo Verástegui about his movie, Little Boy. The website is littleboymovie.com, and like he said, it opens April 24th. You know, one of the other things I liked about the story is the step of having the character Hashimoto. He's a non-believer who's friends with Father Oliver, the local priest, and a lot of times in the world today, I think people who believe differently can often demonize each other, like they don't get along. But here you've created this beautiful friendship based on mutual respect. What kind of lessons do you think viewers can draw from this?
Well, you know, I believe that art has the power to heal mm-hmm. and to bring people together. And right now we are living in a world that is very divided, a mm-hmm. lot of violence and war and a lot of pain and sadness and depression. And we're all suffering from that. There's a lot of fear. And you know what? My whole as a filmmaker is to bring people together. That's why the character, the role of Hashimoto, who has a different belief system than Father Oliver, but nonetheless, they respect each other, they love each other, they help each other. And I think that's a very profound message because, you know, it's more than unite us than what divide us.
Yeah.
And sometimes we focus on what divide us, and that's why we always, you know, it's a lot of division in this world. And I think we can start focusing on the things that we agree and the rest, you know what, let's still have a dialogue, but with respect and charity and with humility and at the end of the day, we are all a family and we need to love each other. And that's, I think that's the answer for everything. And that's why I wanted to make a movie about, you know, all the problems that we are facing right now in the world, but through the eyes of a little boy. Why a little boy? Why a little, you know, a child? Because in the world of children, there is no war out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something happens to us, and when we grow up, we lose that innocence and that purity and that the capacity to love big and to love big and to dream big and to forgive big. That is what, you know, corruption and all the worst, you know, the worst of the worst come from inside of us, and we end up destroying ourselves, and we become our worst enemies. So we need to become little boys and little girls. And this movie is designed to wake up that little boy that we all have in our hearts, you know?
Right,
sometimes
right.
When we grow up, it falls asleep.
Right. I'm talking to Eduardo Verástegui about his movie, Little Boy. You mentioned art before and how you define it. Has your idea of what art is supposed to do changed since you first entered show business as an actor and singer?
Well, you know, I moved to Los Angeles 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when I moved here, that's when I realized how much, you know, how power, how much media influence how people think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not assuming the responsibility that I had to assume. I was using my talents in a selfish way. So instead of using art to make a difference, I was using art to serve myself, and then myself, and then myself. And out of ignorance, I was not here to really... you know, change the world, make a difference through films, through art. So it was through a very powerful conversation that I had with my English teacher, and she's the one who opened my eyes, and she challenged me in my career. She asked me, are you part of the problem or part of the solution? And she started asking me a lot of questions about my career. Why are you an actor? Why, you know, how are you using your talent? Are you part of the problem or part of the solution? Are you making a difference? Is your projects, you know, is every project that you are involved has the power to make a difference and to elevate human dignity or not? And little by little, she just opened my eyes. And because of her, one day I made a promise to God. I made a promise to my parents that I will never use my talents again to do anything that will offend my faith, my family, or my Latino culture.
Mm-hmm.
After that promise, I ended up not working for 4 years because every single offer that I got was exactly about the things that I promised I would never do.
Yeah.
So one day I was just tired of waiting for a role that would portray a man as a real man and you know, as a hero, but not like Superman or Spider-Man hero, but the everyday hero
mm-hmm.
and the real hero, you know. And that's when I you know, I was led to open a production company so I can have the power to control the message and the content so we can, you know, produce films that will have the potential not only to entertain, but hopefully to make a difference in people's lives. And that's my hope as a filmmaker, that when people leave the theater, they will leave not only entertained, but hopefully they will leave inspired to love more and judge less,
right,
to give more and complain less, to, you know, they will leave with the candle in their heart, wanting to be a better human being and becoming the best version of themselves. And I believe that with art, we can achieve that goal. We can change people's life forever. And we can, Plato said, if you have to choose between art and politics to govern a nation, he said, I will choose art, because art has the power to touch hearts, change hearts, and change the way how people think, how they live, how they behave. And that's so true. You know, he said, if you want me to tell you the morality of your country, let me hear their music and I will tell you who they are. And if this is true,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, we have a lot of work to do.
Very true. So it sounds like the theme of this movie, Little Boy, which is having a mustard seed of faith, you needed that mustard seed yourself years ago. And it, I guess you could say, has it blossomed for you, that mustard seed?
Oh, well, you know, I need it always. The journey hasn't, you know, is not over yet. And just like Little Boy in the movie, he wanted to move a mountain,
mm-hmm,
because he heard that if he has the faith the size of a mustard seed, he can move a mountain. We ourselves, the filmmakers, we had to move many mountains to get this movie made from the beginning. From, you know, I remember when Alejandro came with the script and he said, you like it? I love it. Okay, do you believe we can do this, partner? I say, yes, I believe we can do this. Okay, well, then go and raise the money. You know, I mean, as an independent filmmaker, raising one penny is a challenge. It's very hard. But that's when you have to believe in something bigger than yourself, and faith, putting faith in the center of your life. It helps so much, because it what motivates me to just, you know, keep walking and, you know, moving mountains. We had to move many mountains ourselves every day. When you're an independent filmmaker, you have to move many mountains every day. And what I mean by mountains, for those who haven't seen the movie yet, is, you know, it's a symbolism of, it could be a dream that hasn't come true. It could be, you know, a problem that you're facing, a big challenge that you're facing, or whatever it is that you're about to give up and you can't, you know, keep walking anymore and you're losing hope. The whole idea of this movie is like, no, never lose hope. You know, raise your hands and just, you know, believe with all your heart, with all your soul, and if it is God's will, it's going to happen, but never, never give up, you know? And I'm in that business of, you know, never give up, keep fighting until the end, do everything you can, and always with, you know, integrity and respect, and trying to do your best. And that's my goal, to, you know, to become the best version of myself, and it's an everyday journey, and that's, and it doesn't end until you die, you know.
Right.
An everyday work, everyday fight. But you know what, the most shit is that symbolism of faith, you know, that faith has to be the most important and has to be the center of your life, and it's a gift from God, and it's, you know, I'm just the most important, you know, part of my life.
Absolutely. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I've been talking to Eduardo Verástegui about his new movie, Little Boy. The website is littleboymovie.com. Eduardo, thank you for making this. It's a great movie for the whole family. It's about having a mustard seed of faith, and we can all apply the lessons in the movie to our lives. So thanks for talking with me, and thanks for making the movie.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I just want to, you know, invite everyone to come and see this movie and bring your family. It's beautiful cinematography. The movie's inspired in the paintings. I mean, the cinematography is inspired in the paintings of Norman Rockwell.
Mm.
And this movie takes place in the 40s. We filmed this movie in Mexico, and you know, where they filmed Titanic in Rosarito. We built an entire town over there. So it's just a beautiful, the art is very rich. The colors are very rich. And it's, and you know, for us, was very important just to capture the beautiful heart and soul of this great country in this movie, and I hope this movie will touch your hearts. And thank you so much. God bless you. See you in theaters April 24th.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. I'm Tony Rossi, and you're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I'll be back in a minute with some reflections from Father Jonathan Morris, but first, here's a message the Christophers would like to share with you.
Prayer seems like it should be easy. We say some tried and true words, and voila, we're praying. But as anyone who prays with regularity knows, we can say the words, but not feel a connection. We can beg the Holy Spirit to guide us, but still feel like we're wandering a dark path. That's why the Christophers have prepared a news note called Building an Active Prayer Life. It offers suggestions and stories that will help you create a more fulfilling relationship with God. To request your free copy of Building an Active Prayer Life, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. That's 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi, and now I'm going to share a couple of reflections from Father Jonathan Morris. The first one is about building a relationship with God. Father Jonathan admits that our Protestant brothers and sisters often have a better handle on this aspect of faith than Catholics do, yet each of us is called to nurture this relationship. So, Father Jonathan offers three simple tips on how you can do so, and here he is with his message.
Hello, I'm Father Jonathan Morris, and we're trying to make your life better each day by giving a little nugget of encouragement and truth to make your life more God-filled. And today I would like to offer this little nugget on how to build a relationship with God. Do you have a relationship with God? I know you're a Catholic or you're a Christian. You identify yourself most likely with a title, with being Catholic or being Protestant or being another form of Christianity. But how is your relationship with God? Is he your friend? Do you talk to him? Well, let me give you just three very simple ways to improve your relationship with God. Number one is ask God to enter into your life. You know, the evangelicals have got this so very right, much better than us Catholics sometimes. You know, they recognize that there needs to be a time in your life in which you say, Jesus, I accept you. You know, the evangelicals usually say, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. That's a great way to do it. But an adult decision to say, I take my baptism seriously. That's the beginning of an adult relationship with God. The second thing I would invite you to do is take advantage of the sacraments. You know, the sacrament of confession, the sacrament of the Eucharist, what a powerful gift those are to us. You know, and if we don't take advantage of those sacraments, my goodness, you know, we're just asking ourselves to do something very difficult, living the Christian life without the tools that God has given us to do it. The third thing that I would recommend, and of course we could add many more, but I think this is a very important part. Decide that you're going to not to live just for yourself, but rather you're going to serve others. A Christian that is not serving the poor, not just the materially poor, but the emotionally poor, the spiritually poor, is not living the Christian life. If we're not working side by side with people who need us, we just haven't understood the message of the gospel. Let me repeat those again very quickly. If you want to form a deeper relationship with God, ask him to come into your life. Secondly, take advantage of prayer and the sacraments. And thirdly, live for others.
Our next reflection from Father Jonathan Morris is a necessary reminder in our youth-oriented culture. Namely, it's about appreciating our elders. Father Jonathan learned about this firsthand because his grandmother with dementia lived with his family when he was growing up, and he saw that caring for an elderly person is like taking care of Jesus. Here is Father Jonathan's message.
I'm Father Jonathan Morris, and I'm speaking to you today on behalf of the Christophers. Let's talk for a moment about appreciating our elders. You know, that sounds a little bit moralistic. It's something that maybe you would be told to do in grade school. Don't ever forget to appreciate your elders. But you know, it's actually in a very basic part of the Christian life. To recognize that, first of all, we didn't get here on our own. We come from God, but we've also come from others who have laid the foundation for us and have quite literally given us life. Let me offer just a few suggestions of how to appreciate our elders. I had the opportunity as a child and as a young adult to have my grandmother living with us in the last years of her life. And I got to watch how my mother took care of her mother. What an incredible, incredible example. It wasn't always easy. My grandmother had dementia, and gosh, day in and day out, that wasn't easy. But you know what it told me? Was if my mother can do this for her mother, gosh, I better be ready to do it for her and for my father. There's something very good and wholesome about children taking care of their parents. If you're not sure if you're going to be able to do that, or if maybe it seems overwhelming, you know, it's probably because we haven't spent time with the elderly. I have an opportunity as a priest to be with a lot of older priests who have given their lives in service of people. And I try to visit them in nursing homes around my own parish and in my own city here in New York. And what a blessing they've been for me. It's also a reminder to me that someday I'm going to be him. I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be the one who might be alone. Go to a nursing home. Spend time with the elderly. Take care of your parents. And you know, when we're doing that, we're also taking care of Jesus himself. He reminded us that when we take care of those who are suffering, of those who are alone, of those who are suffering, of those who have been incarcerated, I think you would also say those in nursing homes, well, we are doing that also to him.
Now, before we end today's show, here's another message the Christophers would like to share with you.
When Father James Keller founded the Christophers, he chose the organization's name because it means Christ bearers in Greek. He wanted to encourage everyone to discover their God-given talents, combine their faith with action, and change the world for the better. For ideas on how you can be a Christ bearer in your own life, the Christophers have prepared a news note called Being a Christopher. It's filled with quotes and insights from Father Keller himself, who once explained, "The presence of even one Christopher in any environment is a blessing, a channel of grace, and a step in the right direction. It's like a tiny pinpoint of light that is greater than the encircling darkness." To request your free copy of Being a Christopher, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. That's 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
In closing, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and I encourage you to visit our website at christophers.org to learn more about the Christophers and to download free literature and podcasts. When you're there, you can also find links to our blog and our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, you can send an email to radio@christophers.org. Our engineer for today's show is Brian Bonifacio, and I'm Tony Rossi, your host. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. We'll